Well, very happy to have joining me Hank Middleton, the legendary artist here in the studio, a singer-songwriter who's getting ready for a big celebration. Hi, Hank.
Yeah, you use the word singer-songwriter. I like to call myself a songwriter-musician who has to sing every once in a while.
That's funny. Yeah, you have your singer-songwriters, you have your songwriter-singers, and then you have the people that really don't want to be on stage but do it anyway.
I like to be on stage, but I like to have other people in the limelight. So I guess an afternoon of Middletoons will be that opportunity. It's a lot of my material. I've written over 700 songs, but I have a lot of my musical friends that I've played with in the last number of years coming out and doing two or three of my songs each, usually three. And I'm looking forward to a great afternoon. I'm having fun, 60 years of music, but I'm also raising money for the St. Vincent de Paul Society, who do a lot of good work on the South Shore. Every year they spend over $70,000 supporting people in Lunenburg County with power and rent, and we recycle furniture and things of that nature. And it's an organization of volunteers with pretty much zero overhead, so you know that the money is going back into the community.
Nice.
It's really important to me.
So this event happening at St. Joseph's Parish Hall, great spot for a show, coming up Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, it is a great spot for a show because the driveway is recently paved. It's easy to get into. We have accessible access. We have room for about 150 to 170 people. So a nice little stage. It's not a large place, so it's rather intimate. So I'm looking forward to having a lot of fun with my musical friends.
You've got quite a lineup here, Hank.
I do. I have some of the folks from the show Glimpses, which ran for about 10 years, John Allen. The ladies in Collage were also involved in that. I got a couple of country people, Ken McPherson, who does New Country, and Jessica, who's actually down in Nashville now.
Jessica Russell,
receiving a Josie Award. And so that's a little bit of country, old country, new country. Patricia Watson, who will be doing some gospel and jazz. Cynthia Myers and her trio will be doing some jazz tunes, some of my jazz tunes as well.
Okay.
And
Stuart
Frank plays everywhere. Yeah, he and I have done a couple of duo things, and I filled in with Game Changers a couple of times, but he's been in the 50s show, the 60s show, and we collaborate on a lot of stuff. We've been doing that since he moved to the area quite a while ago. Of course, Patrick Thompson.
Another guy you hang out with a lot.
A lot. We do a lot of gigs around Lunenburg County, that's for sure. And I think I've got everybody covered. In addition, I have, as a house band, I have Stuart, myself, Donnie Mader from Bucket List, who played with me for 20 years in the Cattail Ridge Band.
Okay.
And, of course, the great man with the keys, Dylan Haynes. And my special guests are the Riverport and Area Community Choir.
Nice.
Those guys do four of my songs. I'm so pleased with that.
Okay. Yeah. And I see Stephen Dix there, too.
He was part of
the Harvest Moon Festival. Yep. So it's going to make for a great afternoon. And at $10, you can't beat it.
It's not $10. It's by donation.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. If you're putting on a musical event, you want to make it affordable. And so what we do, you just drop a toonie or a loonie in the jar, and you come. If you want to buy some chili at the end of the day, the Knights of Columbus are selling $10 for 12-ounce chili with a roll. It's to go. We only have 100. But that's the idea. And, of course, if anybody makes a donation, all these musician friends of mine are doing a freebie so I can do a fundraiser and have a way to celebrate 60 years of music. And because of that, anybody who makes a donation of $20 or more at the door, they can get a tax receipt.
Nice.
I have a lot of IOUs after this one, Jonathan.
That's right. Yeah, we'll see Hank Middleton playing all over the place, helping out everybody on this list.
Well, I did. Last year, I did 102 gigs last year, and I think by the time that this year ends, it's 95. I'm slowing down a bit, getting older.
95 gigs, nothing to sneeze at over the course of a year. Yeah. Hank, as far as writing, do you still write music, or is that a thing of the past?
I write every day, and my wife says, you're writing another song? Don't you have enough already? And I said, there are things that happen, there are people you meet, there are events, and the things that occur in your life that require you to write. And this year in particular, I've been writing a lot of country songs because I played a fair amount with Ken and Jessica over the summer as a guitar player. And those guys write good tunes as well.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people in Lunenburg County who write great music that people never get a chance to hear. And, you know, you host a lot of events. At a concert, you can do some of your own material, but when you're in a bar or a restaurant, you know, they need to hear Wagon Wheel.
Yeah.
And so you have a lot more Wagon Wheel than what you create, you know, but I know Pat and I play quite a bit, and we always put about 25%, 30% of what we write in there, and we don't tell anybody. If we get a good response, then we tell them it's Hank's or it's Pat's, and if we don't...
Jump on the Wagon Wheel.
Jump on the Wagon Wheel. Yes. Some songs are overplayed.
Yeah. Well, Hank, thanks so much for telling us about this. We've got all the details up on our website. Is there anything else we need for that afternoon?
No, there's nothing you need for the afternoon. Just come and enjoy. And the thing I tell people, you know, if you find a three-hour show too long, it's long. You can certainly come at 2 o'clock and stay till 4, or come at 3 o'clock and stay till 5, or stay for the whole thing. There will be a great range of music in the show, with a lot of different performers, and the trick is going to be to recycle people on stage quickly, but Stu is doing sound, and I got a couple of folks helping out with the stage work, so I think we got that under control, and I'm looking forward to a great day. I've been planning this for a while, and as I get older, I've decided that, geez, maybe now is a good time to do it. I lost a good friend last year, and, you know, like getting arthritis in my fingers, and nobody's getting younger, so there's no time at the present. I figured after 60 years, it's time to put on a show of my own stuff, and we will not be playing Wagon Wheel. That's a guarantee.
Well, that sounds great. Hank, thanks so much, and good on you for putting on this show for such an important cause. Coming up Sunday afternoon, 2 till 5, an afternoon of Middle Tunes happening at St. Joseph's Parish Hall. Make sure you drop by and help Hank Middleton celebrate a career.